knuckleheads, I'm going out. Take care of your brothers.
Jim and I saw it mostly as a chance to make a little money on the side. So we charged Greg 25 cents for an extra cookie after bedtime. We charged Brian 10 cents to have the dog do his job.
Tom, you can save an extra hour if you pay us 50 cents.
No, no, no. I won't pay you 50 cents, Bubble Butts.
He kept getting out of bed. We told him not to, but he kept getting up. Jim, let's tie Tom up with Dad's ties in his bed. When Mom and Dad found out, they were not too thrilled.
What if there had been a fire?
It would have burned off the ties.
Then Tom could have escaped. That pretty much ended our babysitting careers for a while. Though it's probably good that we never told Mom or Dad some of our other babysitting techniques. We might have been banned for life. One of our best tricks was the bad boy's home phone call. If Greg was being a nut, or Tom was whining, or Brian and Jeff were annoying us,
that's it. We're calling the bad boy's home.
We would pick up the phone, dial a random number, wait a second or two, then say, "Hello, bad boy's home. We've got another one for you. Come and pick him up." We didn't even have to give the address because 9 times out of 10, a siren would start rolling somewhere in the city. Then everyone would run to bed. Mom and Dad did try a couple of outside babysitters, like the teenage girl down the block. She was nice and a lot of fun. She even let us tie her up and put her in the closet. She never babysat for us again. We were never sure why. But now I realize that 2 hours tied up in a closet might have been just a little too long.
Let me out!